How are we on?
Is it working?
Yeah.
I just want to see where this leads.
Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening to the Joyfully Eager podcast. I'm your host, Mike. Brought to you by Clean Water Bottles. This one is not. I'm going to like this one. So we are in Ottawa National Forest in Upper Michigan, trying to find a spot to bring my wife's cousin hunting. He's been up here for 3 or 4 years, has not gotten a deer, wants to go hunting. And I don't want them on my property, quite frankly, because I'm not that nice of a guy. So I figure we'll take some public land experience, because I think everybody should get a deer on public land. And, you know, I just want to talk to you today. I want to talk to you about the importance of a clean water bottle. Brought to you by Life Straw. Not really. Episode's not sponsored at all. But if anybody wants to sponsor an episode, let me know. We can work something out. That's disgusting. Second drink was better. Alright, so I was talking to my wife the other day. And talking about one of these dreams I had when I was in high school. And it wasn't a happy subject. I mean, it really wasn't. I had this dream, and I shared this dream with people that I trusted and loved, and people that I trusted, people that I loved, people that I respected at the time. And the dream, they're like, oh, you don't want to do that. That's a lot of hard work. And you have to deal with people. And they talked me right out of my dream. And I don't hold them at fault, but man, but I mean, a little bit. I hold them a little bit at fault. I was a kid. You know, I was 15, 16. Talking about stuff I want to do when I grow up. And I was like, man, I would really love to do this. And they're like, no. You don't want to do it. You don't want to do that. That's too hard. That work is too hard, and you have to deal with people. And it kind of crushed me a little bit. It kind of crushed me. And lo and behold, 17 years later, I come to the conclusion that you should work hard. I mean, really, you should. You should be working hard to make a living, right? Oh, you got to work hard and deal with people. Have you ever worked in a restaurant? If you've ever worked in a restaurant on a busy Friday night, especially in the Upper Peninsula, Fish Fry Friday, it's hard work. And you gotta deal with people. And the more I got to talking with my wife, the more I got to thinking about it. I can't believe I listened to this guy. I can't believe it. I don't know if he's ever worked a hard day in his life. But as a kid, I was like, yeah, you know, I respected this guy. And just makes me think, you know, what would have been? You ever do that? You ever think, what would have been if you followed your dreams? where would life take you now? And I love my wife, I love my children, I love my family, and I'm very blessed. If I could go back and change it, I wouldn't. But it's not to say I might not do that later on. I might not follow my dream later on. And the biggest thing is, wear bug dope. And secondly, if someone comes to you and someone talks to you and someone wants to be, you know, saying, hey, I might want to do this. Or, you know, you want to, they're really coming to you and saying, hey, you know what? I want to try this, or I'm really interested in this idea. Even if you don't like it, encourage them to try it out. Hey, you know, that's, I think you might be good at that. Or, you know what? Hey, you might want to give that a shot. Encourage them. Encourage your kids. Okay, encourage those, especially at a young age. And they say, hey, you know what? I think I want to make a living doing stuff outside. So, oh, I don't know about that. I don't want to do that. And they're like, have you ever seen the sun? Like I said, I can't believe I listened to this guy. But I did. Life's a little bit different now. But that's not to stop me from, you know, I might dust off those old dreams. You know, what? And, you know, I realize that I'm probably not alone. You know, I'm probably not alone. Specifically here, I'm probably not alone. I've seen a bunch of wolf tracks coming in here. A bunch of deer tracks. And I'm not alone. I've got all these mosquitoes around me. So there's that. But I'm probably not alone. I'm probably not the only one that someone talked out of their dreams at a vulnerable age. You know? But if you're watching this, if you're listening to this, there's a chance that you know, you could probably dust off some old dreams too. So that's my message. Dust off your old dreams. Try to find something. You know, it might not be the same as when you're younger. You know, more energy, less cracking and popping when you try to get up in the morning. But, you know, dust those dreams off. Try to just think about it. If I can do it, I know you can do it too. And heck, get outside. Be blessed, as always. Be blessed. Stay tuned for the Bearded and Broke segment. Encourage your kids. Encourage young people to follow their dreams, even if you don't agree with them. And if that happened to you, if that's ever happened to you, where someone talked you out of a dream, no, it's not, just know that it's not too late. Try something new. And it might be hard. It might be difficult. And you might have to eat ramen noodles a little bit more. But you can do it. I know you can. I got faith in you. Be blessed. Stay tuned for more. Yeah, I almost fell. That's all right. So, Welcome to the Bearded and Broke segment of the Joyfully Eeper podcast. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. I'm your host, Mike. Coming at you. Fighting mosquitoes here in the Ottawa National Forest of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Looking around for a place to hunt this fall. For a good friend of mine. My wife's little cousin here. And heck, if the deer are right, maybe just me. But next time I'm bringing bug dope. So, this is what I want to talk to you about today. How to make some money. And I mean some good money. And I don't understand it. But, tell you what, that's... people will buy just about anything. And this is something my kids love. Okay, so you ever go into a spot... and you notice they got all these like polished rocks. A bunch of polished rocks. You know, they got the red ones, they got the blue ones, they got the purple ones, and they got the black ones. All this is rocks. And you polish them. And you sell them for $1 a rock. Sometimes. Sometimes more. Fill a bag for $5 and the bag's that big. You can fit 3 rocks or 4 rocks in it. Big bag. Small bag, $5. Big bag, $7. Hey, it's a rock. So what you do, you get yourself a nice rock polisher. Get them on Amazon. You can get them, you know, sometimes you get them hobby stores. Get yourself a nice rock polisher. Get yourself some... I think they call it a medium. That's what helps polish rocks. And get yourself a rock tumbler. Go get yourself a scoop of dirt. Start making some money. My wife's good friends with somebody that does this on Lake Superior. And she knows a lot about rocks. And, you know, I'm kind of being goofy about it. But, I mean, there's good money. I mean, there's a lot of different kinds of rocks. And they look pretty cool. Some people go a little overboard. I mean... you're talking money on rocks. And then isn't just like agates and crystals and it's a rock. I mean, I'm sitting on $1,000 right here. Get you some rocks. Get you a rock tumbler. Make you some money. Easy peasy. Fun little hobby. Learn about the rocks that you're selling and polishing them up. And have fun. Have fun. You know, kids really like doing this too. So you can make some money or learn a new hobby with your kids. Thanks for watching. Thanks for being here with me. If you have any ideas, on how to make money, quick side hustles, let me know. There's a million of them out there, but you know what? Let's talk about yours. Got a good side hustle. Got some good way to make money. Man. Good to know. And I got to get a bug-proof shirt on next time. I'm getting out of here. It's freaking mosquito heaven out here. And they're eating me for lunch. Be blessed. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening.
Have a good day.